This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
Alrighty! Boy, we are one day away from the NBA Finals, from the Marlins and the Cubs. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. It's going to be fun here in South Florida. It's like we're turning a corner now, and we've got, good things coming up. Got a big game with the Dolphins and the Seahawks. You want to turn that down a little bit there? So all that good stuff, we got all that going on. And when I open the chat board, which NorCal was first, out in the West Coast, my man was first. Ian from Brooklyn says, your football IQ through the roof, superior QB versus superior athlete. And we all saw the outcome. And you know what, Ian? It's funny because, and for all of you out there, right, I think sometimes we have trouble actually saying what it is because we like the person, right? Ryan Tannehill's a likable kid. Lamar Jackson is like super likable. You know what I mean? He's humble. He's just a nice kid. But the problem is they're not real quarterbacks. And, you know, I do a hit every Tuesday with the people in Mobile, and this morning they kind of asked me the same thing. And I said, you know, since I was a kid, I was watching David Woodley try to be converted as a quarterback. Vince Evans for his Chicago Bears, you know, whatever. I see Cam Newton or Randall Cunningham or Michael Vick. And they played the quarterback position, but I never looked at Randall Cunningham like he is a quarterback, okay? I saw him as an athlete trying to play quarterback. I saw Michael Vick as an athlete trying to play quarterback. I see Ryan Tannehill as an athlete trying to play quarterback. And again, I always get into this discussion, and I try to explain to people, watch Kyler Murray throw the ball. Watch Russell Wilson throw the ball. Watch Steve Young. You can't now, but those of you that are older, and if you're young, go back to YouTube and watch it. Watch real quarterbacks, okay, that have athletic ability throw the ball. It's a whole different ball game. Cam Newton has played the quarterback position his whole career. He's never been a quarterback in my book and never will be. Okay? It's been long enough already. I know he can't pass. He's not a passer. You know how in baseball, for the few of you that still follow baseball, there's a pitcher and there's a thrower, right? Greg Maddux was a pitcher. Pitchers can actually place the ball in whatever part they want in the strike zone. That's what a pitcher is. A thrower is a guy that gets up there on the mound and throws 95, 100, 102 miles an hour, and he's hoping to hit somewhere in the strike zone and hoping to blow it past the guy. But it's not because he's trying to outsmart him by pitching and by location. And when you watch Pat Mahomes yesterday, you watch a quarterback that can locate and put the football in a spot. You watch Lamar. Listen, there aren't 32 good quarterbacks in this world. So there's only like 10 or 12 that are like real franchise guys and passers. And the rest of the league, the other 20, let's say, are either athletes trying to play quarterback, mediocre quarterbacks, bad quarterbacks. That's kind of the mix of those 20. And so I don't care if it's Marlon Briscoe, okay? I don't care what it is over the years. Football has always experimented with the great athlete to try to make him a quarterback. You know, a few years back, I remember the New England Patriots had a kid by the name of Michael Bishop out of Kansas State. Short kid. But my Lord, he had a gun. He could air that ball out 80 yards downfield. Now, he couldn't pass the ball. You know, Tyrone Jackson out of Alabama State that was with Minnesota and Seattle. A kid that, again, great athlete. I like that kid coming out of school. And again, you kind of want to take chances on some of these guys, but you're taking a chance that you're trying to convert it. That's why I told you yesterday that the one guy for once in my 53 years that I've looked at the athlete that actually might be turning into a quarterback is Josh Allen. I haven't seen enough yet. I'm not ready to make that declaration yet. But all of these guys, okay, they have a fault. And for them, in order to make comebacks, they have to then ride their arms, and they can't do that. You know, yesterday, Lamar Jackson went to 0-5 in games where he's trailing by 10 or more points. Do you know why? Why do you think Lamar Jackson can't come back from a deficit? Because you can't come back from a deficit running the ball. You have to pass your way out of it. And that's the problem. And he cannot pass his way out of it. He's going to miss guys like he did. Yeah, yesterday he almost fumbled. How many times he almost fumbled? Like 3 times almost. You know what I mean? And he missed certain guys. I know that they dropped a couple passes too. I get all that. But
it's tight end, man. That's usually awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah. But he also overthrew a bunch of guys too that he had open. And that's who he is. And that's why when you look at Russell Wilson and you look at Lamar Jackson, it's night and day. One guy knows how to pass the ball. Kyler Murray is a natural passer who is also a great athlete. Watch him. These are guys that can – look, it's pretty simple. This is the way you got to look at it. Can Lamar make a living from the pocket? Can Cam Newton make a living from the pocket? Can Ryan Tannehill make a living from the pocket? Think about that. They can't. There's no way those guys can ever make a living from the pocket. They have to run. They have to use the run. In Ryan's case, he needs a running game in order to feed off of it. If his running game fails, he's got no shot. If he's trailing, he's got no shot. And Lamar Jackson, same thing. Great athlete. Phenomenal athlete. When he's out in the open field, you notice in the second half when they got something going, what was it with? Their legs. It wasn't with their arm. And that's where the kid falls short. That's where many quarterbacks over the years have fallen short. This is nothing new. And, you know, I appreciate Ian from Brooklyn with a nice compliment, but I just think people aren't willing to look at the brutal honesty of it. That's all. If you think Cam Newton's a passer, I can't help you. I can't. And he'll never be a passer. And that's what you have to do to all these guys. All of these athletes playing quarterback, all you got to do is put them behind the eight ball. Put them in a deficit, and you take everything that they normally can do away from them, and all of a sudden, did you hear Lamar yesterday? Let's hear from Lamar when he was asked about Kansas City and his issues with Kansas City. Go ahead.
How do you get over as a team the hurdle of the Chiefs, where it seems like they are the one team that
kryptonite.
Yeah. How do you get over that hurdle?
Second half, just like I say always, like we always start cranking up at the wrong time. We got to come in and finish how we start. Like we always go opposite, I guess, against them for some reason. We just got to tighten up and play better, that's all.
Nah, kid, you're up against a real quarterback. And the only way to beat a real quarterback is with another real quarterback. And that's what's going to happen to all of these guys anytime they get into big games against another team with a real quarterback. That's it. And if that real quarterback has a defense like Mahomes has, you're done. You're done. Because his defense will do the job, and then he's going to do his job with his arm. Just watch real quarterbacks play the game and watch the athletes as they have to design perfect plays for them. So that's why I tell you, you know, it's funny because I love seeing the overreaction from some here locally because obviously the ties to Tannehill. And when he throws, you know, a couple touchdowns and they win and they think he's doing great, but they don't really watch the games. Because if you really watch the games, you know, he's winning because the team is really good around him. The play calls are fantastic. The running game is effective. The defense is dominating. That's why he wins. Because as long as the play calls fantastic, Ryan can facilitate. Lamar can facilitate. Cam Newton can facilitate. Watch when all hell breaks loose and the play breaks down. What happens to those guys? They run. They take their eyes off the field and they start running. Watch real passers, Kyler Murray. Watch real passers, Russell Wilson. Watch real passers, Pat Mahomes. What do? They buy time. They shift. They move. They roll out. They don't run. They use their legs to buy more time to make plays with their arm. But once there's chaos, you want real quarterbacks? Real quarterbacks respond with chaos. Play breaks down. The play you called, it's over. Now people are running and trying to find an open space, and you've got to buy time to find them. You want real quarterbacks? Real quarterbacks are anticipatory throwers. That they know where people are going to be and they're going to throw to spots. They can't do those kind of things. Athletes don't do that. Athletes don't see through windows. And windows are different layers of the defense. And sometimes you've got to throw through multiple windows in order to get to a player. Most athletes don't do that. Now, these athletes will wow you because they're athletes. They will make the wow throw every once in a while. And you will think, oh, wait a minute. He's a quarterback. No, he's an athlete. So he'll fool you and he'll make a really nice throw in a game, maybe once or twice. Real quarterbacks make the throw all the time. Any quarter, any game, when you need it, they're there. That's what real quarterbacks do. Okay? That's the difference. I just think that people don't want to admit at times that what they see is a guy trying to play the position and it's mechanical. I mean, watch it. Watch Pat Mahomes play and it's supernatural to him. Watch Aaron Rodgers play. Supernatural to it. Watch Teddy Bridgewater play. It's natural to him. Teddy's problem is the good Lord didn't bless him with a gun. That's really his problem. Nothing else. But Teddy, the game comes to him naturally. And for athletes, it's almost like they either run half the field for you. They have that one play designed for you to throw to, and if it's not, you got to run. It's limited. It's different. And it's pretty obvious, too, when you watch a real quarterback play and when you watch an athlete trying to play, trying to make the throw. You know what I mean? You don't see that from Pat Mahomes and Matt Ryan and any of the real quarterbacks in this league. What you saw last night with Lamar, where he misses several guys. And this happens in every game. To all these guys, I was watching Ryan Tannehill. He missed a couple guys too this weekend. I know they won, but if you watched it, he threw an interception. He took a sack. He had the goofball moment where the ball went past him on a snap, and he wasn't ready for it. I mean, so all the same things that used to happen to him are still happening to him. It's just... you have to understand he's part of a really good team, and so they make his life easy and they elevate him. He doesn't elevate them. Russell Wilson elevates everybody.
Pat Mahomes elevates everybody. Matt Ryan elevates everybody. You know what I mean? Real quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, elevates everybody. Athletes don't. They just don't. They feed off of everybody, but they don't elevate people. That's the difference. They are the offense. And if their part of their strength isn't working, then it becomes a real detriment to the team. Kenneth Cleveland chiming in, the first one with a super chat. Thank you, Kenneth. Appreciate you as always, my man. And he says, good morning, Big O. Kenneth Cleveland is live from the Boom Boom Room. Holly, Selma, Sophia, and we have a new visitor, Scarlett, to the VIP room. Breaking news, Big O. The Miami Hurricanes just scored again. I love it. I love it. I love it. Scarlett Johansson, too. Very, very nice addition. Gotta say. Gotta say.
Impressive, Kane scoring on a bye week.
Yeah. Matthew says, Vikings shut down after three Titans players and five staffers tested positive for COVID per Star Tribune. Ben Gosling. Really? Wow. Well, I mean, I'm surprised still, but, you know, it's amazing. What are you going to do? Anyway, so we got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. Got a couple guests for you. It is a Tolentino Tuesday, so Josh Tolentino will stop by at 12:30. Jordan McPherson, our buddy from the Miami Herald. We figure, you know, the Marlins and the Heat are in the playoffs. So let's get a little preview at least of the Marlins today. We'll do something with the Heat tomorrow because they play in the evening. But the boys, they play, I think it's, I want to say 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, right? It is 2 o'clock. So tomorrow, we can't get Jordan on a game day. He'll be at the stadium, all that stuff. He's there in Chicago, by the way. He tweeted out a picture of him masked up and in the plane flying to Chicago. So we'll talk to him and see if he's had any deep dish pizza. That's because, you know, it is a crime to go to Chicago and not have a little deep dish pizza. You got to have that. So Jordan will join us at 1:30 to give us a little Marlins preview against the Cubs. And normally I would tell you the Marlins don't stand a chance, but in a three-game series, hell yeah, they got a chance. Yeah, in baseball, you can beat anybody in a three-game series. It really doesn't take much. NorCal, by the way, was number one in on the chat board. John Santos is in. Alexa V. I shaved, Alexa. I shaved this morning. Guillermo Arauz is in the house. NorCal says, will the Chiefs lose this year? They stomped a number one defense. I think they'll lose one because, you know, you always get tripped up and something happens and injuries and things. So I think they'll at least lose once, maybe twice. Let's see. Antonio is in. Marta is in. Ray is in. Herman in. Charles Reed, what's up, Big O, from Des Moines. Let's shock the world and take down the Lakers. Go Heat. They got a shot, man. I know they have the two superstars. I think Miami has the best team out of both. I really do. Let's see. Who knew the Stanley Cup was going on? Congratulations to Tampa, man. The Lightning, they win another Stanley Cup. I just pray my Panthers can figure out something. And I'm not asking you to be Tampa. I'm just asking you to be good and get to the playoffs on a consistent basis. Alexa, I would have been first yesterday too, but my fingers were too sticky to hit send. That's what NorCal says. So the battle for one is in. Alan D., you'll see that interview where Lamar Jackson said he didn't have to learn anything from Mahomes. Maybe he should. It's a lot easier to say I got to learn than actually really do it, man. What Mahomes does is special. You know what I mean? Miami Dolls 305 says, I disagree, sir. Doug Williams was a great quarterback. Sir, Doug Williams, first of all, was not a great quarterback. He was a really good quarterback, but he was a quarterback. You're not understanding my conversation. You just chose a black dude. That's what you just did there. Hey, let me pick a random black dude that was quarterback, and I'll call him an athlete. I'm trying to tell you, Russell, I'm not looking at color. See, that's the difference between you and I, sir. Doug Williams was a real pocket passer, just like Warren Moon. Those are real quarterbacks. Now, Warren Moon's a Hall of Famer. Doug Williams is not. Okay? Warren Moon is great, sir. Doug Williams is not. Doug Williams had great moments. He was a really good quarterback. He was not a great quarterback. Okay? I don't know how old you are, but I watched Doug Williams play from the get-go. Okay? He's not a great quarterback. You have no idea what you're talking about if you call him a great quarterback. Warren Moon, that's a great quarterback. But both of them were quarterbacks. Now, they had athletic ability, Moon less than Doug, but they were both pure quarterbacks. They're, put it this way, Lamar Jackson can't come close to those guys as a passer. Doesn't even come close. In Lamar Jackson's dreams, in his dreams, he'll never be Warren Moon. Ever. Okay? So let me just straighten that part out. Make sure we know what the hell great is and really good.
Obviously the Super Bowl, Washington, wow. But him in Tampa almost beating Dallas was a 9-7 season.
Yeah.
And they got on a roll in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And almost beat Dallas.
I know. Hell of a game.
He had some incredible moments.
Hell of a game. But Doug Williams is not a great quarterback. That's very loose there. Let's see. What else do we have here? Raging Dolphin Maniac is in. Super Boom Shack, Gus 1388. Julius 305. Julius, I gave my wife the other thingamajig that you sent. So now she has one and I have one. So thank you, bro. You took care of the family. That's cool. I doubt my daughter would use it. She'd probably think we're a bunch of geeks and all that. Kids, you know, what do you expect? Cliff Wellman is in the house. Jacques Bethune says Titans and Vikings shut down facility. Yes, we heard about that. Troy Ortiz, Lamar is not an accurate passer. No, he's not, sir. Raging Dolphin Maniac, Colin Coward laughably picked the Ravens to go 16-0. Yeah, well, I mean, Colin Coward is the idiot that says Miami has two players, Bam and Jimmy, and no shooters. So, I mean, right there I know, okay, you don't watch the league. What do you watch, the Lakers, because you live out west, and that's it? Okay, I got you. Now I know what you are. I know you're the guy that feeds off your producers. They do all the work for you. Raging Dolphin Maniac. Victor says, Victor Andres Carrera says, hello. Have you seen the video of Tua about money? That is a guy I want as the face of my franchise. Of course, man. Tua's a stud, bro. Tua's an absolute, you know, he's just one of those dudes. We talk about it all the time. Let's see. Alexa V says, Red Kingdom dominated. What is Red Kingdom? Is that like your fantasy team? I may have forgotten there. Let's see. What else? Kenneth, can I get some Boom's Farm sent to my room? Alexa says to preach. Pat in Asheville, Tennessee, and Minnesota. Oh, I got that already. Vikings say no positive test, even though the team played the Titans on Sunday. Shutdown was a precaution. I haven't seen any of that stuff yet. Tennessee contingency rescheduling plans are being discussed. Good chance Steelers via Titans rescheduled. Wow. That sucks, especially if you have fantasy players on that. So then you lose them for that week because then they get restart. Yeah, so what happens? Wow.
You know what, man? You just opened up a monster can of worms.
Plan accordingly. Have backups. Let's see, what else do we have here in the process? Everyone, let's take a moment to share the Big O Show on your social media pages and request people subscribe to the YouTube channel 3000 by Big O's birthday. Bro, my birthday's Thursday. We have, that would require 230 people to subscribe by Thursday, there's no way it happens. I'd love it. I know you guys do your share of sharing all of this, but I doubt it. I doubt we get that many, but I appreciate it. Please subscribe. Please share. Please give us the likes, all that good stuff, as always, on the show. There's a little roll call for you on the program. You know, we'll get to the we'll get to some Heat talk in a minute, but we got the Dolphins on Sunday, and they're going to take on the Seattle Seahawks. And what I love is how people feed you fear. And you know how it happens in politics now? People are fear-mongers and all that kind of stuff. And I think we have a tendency of doing that also in football. Oh, no, they're trying to tank. Well, no, they're not. Oh, no, they're going to be the same team this year that they were last year after 0-2. No, they're not. Oh, they're struggling like they were last year. No, they're not. They're actually really competitive compared to last year. They try to scare you into all these things, right? And it's, well, why is Myles Gaskin playing? And let's make a big shit about Myles Gaskin and Breida not playing as much. And it doesn't matter. Gaskin is playing well. But let's just create some negativity somewhere, right? And so now this week comes up and what do you get from your friends? What do you get from media? Oh, Dolphins playing Seattle. They got no shot. They got nothing. It's impossible for them to beat. Russell Wilson is super hot. 14 touchdowns, one interception. He is. He's smoking hot. No doubt about it. But that's not the way, that's not the reality of what's going on. And that's why when people were saying everybody was picking Jacksonville, I picked the Dolphins. Why? Because I saw the trend the last 2 weeks. The person that is short-sighted says, well, I see two losses, so they're going to lose to Jacksonville. And I go, well, yeah, I see two losses, but did you watch the losses? Did you actually pay attention to those games? Because Miami had a legitimate chance to actually win those games. So that, we're not talking about a team that is actually terrible. They just ended up on the short end in year two of a rebuild. They just don't have enough against those teams at this moment. In a couple weeks, it might be a different story against the Bills. Might be a different story against the Patriots. By the way, the first Patriot faceoff was 43-0 Patriots. The second one was a loss to the Patriots there. Patriots ended up losing a huge game at the end of the year. So it was a different game at the beginning and at the end, right? Just like I feel the Dolphins will be a different team the first couple weeks of the season compared to the last couple weeks of the season. I expect a much better team. And now everybody just looks at Russell Wilson. So let me ask you something. Can the Dolphins move the ball? Can they pass the ball? Have you seen them? Bill, have you seen the Dolphins pass the ball at all?
Yeah, actually, decently.
Right? They've done a pretty decent job of passing the ball.
I would say efficient, right?
Okay. I could go with efficient.
Not a lot of mistakes.
Right? I can go with that.
Couple drop balls.
Right.
Key moments.
Yes. Yes.
But other than that, you know, better than average.
All right, so Fitzpatrick has completed 71% of his passes, all right, 679 yards. He's thrown four touchdowns and three interceptions. He's got a quarterback rating of 81, all right? It's not like this godly numbers or anything like that, but he's an effective passer. And Miami's offense right now is not bad with Gesicki playing well. Your two receivers are only getting healthier as the season goes on and getting stronger. Isaiah Ford has become a really comfortable player at the slot spot, right? You got a couple guys in Breida, Gaskin, and Laird that can actually catch passes out of the backfield, correct? Did you know that the Seattle defense is allowing an average of 430 yards passing. They allowed 434 to Matt Ryan, 397 to Cam Newton, and 461 to Dak Prescott. They've allowed 1,292 yards in three games. That is the most in NFL since 1950 to open up the first three games of the season. Let me repeat that again. The Seattle defense has allowed 1,292 yards passing in the first three games. The most in the first three games of a season since 1950. So, explain to me, why is it that Miami has no chance? Because if they can't stop the pass, okay, and last time I checked, if we get Byron Jones back, I kind of like our chances too. I know it's Russell Wilson. He's going to make plays because it's Russell Wilson. He's a stud. Studs make plays. What are you going to do? But don't tell me that Miami cannot be competitive in this game when we're talking about it. Now, they're great against the run. I think they're number two in the NFL, I believe, against the run at 66 yards per game, 66.7 to be exact.
Yeah, but that might be a misleading stat. Why run when you could
pass,
air it out all over the place?
Yeah, but then again, maybe they are really good against the pass. I mean, against the run. That does happen, so we'll find out. But my point is that Miami's strength right now on offense is the passing game. Is Ryan Fitzpatrick being creative, running around, you know, getting everybody involved too? That's the other thing that I love, that it's being spread out. Look, here we go. Receiving, okay? 12 for Gesicki, 14 for Parker, 11 for Ford, Gaskins with 15. Preston Williams has 5. These are all receptions. Targets, 19, 17, 16, 14. For your top five, it's pretty even overall. The drop-off is with Grant. He's only got 5, but that's kind of what you expect. He's caught all. By the way, do you know that Jakeem Grant has been targeted 5 times and caught all 5 targets? It's pretty good. I can remember the drops and all that stuff. So it's nice to see him actually, you know, having some success out there. And that catch he made on the sideline, you know, close to the sidelines this past week against Jacksonville was really, really nice. But don't, I keep telling you this since last year, don't allow people to fill your head with sensationalism, because that's what it is. And okay, let me find what will open the most eyes, that will shock people, that, you know, that's what they look for. And instead of actually just, hey man, just why don't you call it like you see it, and then talk about the good and talk about the bad and say, yeah, they can stop the run, but they can't stop the pass. So for everybody that's talking, because all you've heard so far with Miami and Seattle is they're not going to win, Russell Wilson's red hot, right? That's all you ever hear. Nobody ever says, oh, by the way, Russell Wilson's defense sucks.
MVP talk.
And he is an MVP.
Right, now, yes.
14 touchdowns, 1 interception. God bless him, bro. The guy's a monster.
Yes, he is.
But don't tell me that the Dolphins have no shot, because that's a lie. They're home. They've played tight games all the way through. And they even won a road game now. I just think that it gets overhyped, and people want to find the negative side to it every single time. You know what's going to happen, right? Somebody's going to write an article about how Michael Dieter isn't playing and what a disappointment. They won't talk about Solomon Kinley. No, they'll just focus on Michael Dieter, and it's like, well, okay, he's not playing, but the other guy is. You expect to hit on every draft pick? And maybe Michael Dieter turns out to be a good player, but right now, when he plays good, nobody sees it because he's a backup. You know? And how many people, like we brought up yesterday, oh, you traded Laremy Tunsil, but, you know, getting left tackles aren't easy. How many people are already talking about, by the way, Miami could have found their left tackle already? So the next two picks for Houston, you're playing with house money again. It's no, let's over-dramatize everything. Oh, my God, you let go of Laremy Tunsil. How are you going to replace him? Well, so far it looks like you replaced him already. It's just there's always this edge to go to let's write about the worst-case scenario. Let's write about the worst stat we can find. Let's write about all these other things instead of writing about, like, where's the article? Like I told you guys yesterday and last week, where is the article that says Devontae Parker is a freaking stud and a tough guy for fighting through injury since last year, and Preston Williams is fighting through a knee injury? You know what we get? Oh, they can't get separation. Oh, they can't do that. And it's like, guys, you have to first look at what they're fighting through first. You know, you'll have – I had a guy that like, oh, well, they can't – it was one of the guys on the text yesterday. Well, they can't get separation. Do you know what's going on with those two guys? Did you watch them before the injuries? Because Devontae Parker can always get separation. But right now, he's not 100% clearly. And neither is Preston Williams. Where's that article that says you have to admire these two guys? Doesn't exist. Let's focus and let's create the most sensationalistic, you know, headline we can come up with. Let's do the craziest stat that we can come up with. You know, Miles Gaskin could be hitting 1,100 yards and somebody's going to write an article, well, they threw away a fifth-round pick on Breida. They didn't need him. They had Gaskin. So you don't want a team that wants to actually be prepared for the worst or actually add depth. You don't like that because I like it. So if you need Breida, you use him. If you don't need him because Gaskin is doing great, well, God bless you. That's fantastic. This is what we get from all of this. Oh, remember at the beginning of the year, we found out that Durham Smythe was starting. Oh, what's going on with Gesicki? No, dude, there's nothing going on with Gesicki. I explained it to you right away, right? I see this, that it is, there's going to be more max protect. And have you watched the games? There's more max protect because Durham Smythe can block. It's not a shot at Gesicki. It's just a situational thing that they've got to do because they've got a young line. Now as the line has gotten better and played well, you can do less max protect. But early on, they were planning max protect because they wanted to protect their young offensive line. But no, let's write it and make it about Gesicki. Now those people that wrote about Gesicki, are they writing about Gesicki kicking some serious ass? You know what I mean? This is what we deal with. That's why I say that, you know, I'm kind of proud that we have not gone in that direction, that we've kind of been really sensible here about the Dolphins overall. Let's see. Jose Perdomo says 103 points in the first two games last year compared to 15 points in the first 2 weeks this year. That O-line is looking better. Gaskin's playing great. Can't complain. Marlins playoff, Heat playoffs. Let's go. Fins up. I like it, Jose. I like it. Let's see, what else do we have on the text line? Joe says we need to keep three wide receivers in check and we score 30-plus points. If we can do that, we can make it a game. Hope Jones and X play great and O-line pass blocks great and keeps them honest with the run game. Amen? Let's see. King Short says, don't think there is one, just saying. I don't know what was the downside to signing Wake? Are you talking about Cam Wake? Is that what you're talking about? Situational players don't fly here anymore. Those things don't happen. You got to be multiple, bro. He can't cover. He's too old at this point. Are you really going with Cam Wake now at this point? Come on. What do you make of Cam Newton's play so far this year? He's Cam Newton, bro. An athlete trying to play quarterback. That's all. Did you watch him this week? when they forced him to be more of a passer, it wasn't pretty. King, let's see. Okay, no. Matthew says, Greer haters constantly bring up Laurenti Carew instead of Preston Williams or Bellage instead of Gaskins or Charles Harris, but ignore Mike Gesicki. I could go on narrative choosing at its finest. Exactly. Orlando, do you know which Dolphin players tested positive for COVID? Because apparently there's news report going around that some players tested positive. I have no idea, sir. Unless they tell us, you know, I'm not, and I would not tell you if I knew, and somebody told me off the record, because then I'm breaking HIPAA laws too. That's a medical thing, dude. That's not my business. I can't do. I'm not gonna get in trouble just to break a silly story. You know what I mean? I've broken 100 stories in my life. I don't really need to break. I'm not here to break stories anymore. I don't find myself chasing that stuff that much. If it comes to me, fine. But something medically like that, I got to tell you, if I knew somebody tested positive behind the scenes, off the record, I still would not tell you. Okay? I'd wait for the team to announce it, the player to announce it. I'm not announcing anybody's medical issues, my brother. No, 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 no. That's none of my business. I'm not doing that. So I don't know. I'll look it up for you. I'll see if there's anything. We'll have Josh Tolentino on at 12:30. It's a Tolentino Tuesday. So we'll ask him about that. I'm looking right now at the Twitter feed and following a bunch of the guys that cover the Dolphins. And right now I'm not seeing anything that says anything. I see Ben Volen says, league sources confirm that the Titans' 8 positive COVID tests today are confirmed positives. The chance of false positives have been ruled out. So this is the first team outbreak. But again, they say 8 people, and this is the release, by the way. On Tuesday morning, the Titans' COVID testing results returned 3 new players positives and 5 new personnel positives. The Titans will suspend in-person club activity starting today. Likewise, the Vikings, who played the Titans on Sunday, will also suspend in-person club activities. Both clubs are working closely with the NFL and NFLPA, including our infectious disease experts, to evaluate close contact, perform additional testing, and monitor developments. All decisions will be made with health and safety as our primary consideration. We will continue to share updates as more information becomes available. Now, remember, this thing, supposedly you can have it and not test positive for a couple days. So they've got to keep these people on ice. And what if you have to play the Titans or the Vikings this weekend? And you're, as a team, do you say, well, wait a minute, no, we don't want to, let's wait a week for these guys to be in some kind of, you know, quarantine to make sure that nobody has it, because when you take the field, then it spreads like wildfire, because obviously these guys are sweating, breathing on each other. All right? So we've got that, but I have no idea if there's anything that's going on with the Dolphins, or I don't see anything so far. Okay? Let's see. Oh. I don't see anything so far about the Dolphins having any kind of COVID test, my man. So if it comes out, we'll address it and we'll deal with it. What else do we have? Nice Tesla shirt, Big O. Thank you, sir. Love Tesla. I'm a Tesla fan. There are a lot of crappy teams this year. The Texans are not the worst team in the league. That's all right, but 0-3 is good enough for me. And, but see, here's the thing. The one thing you're leaving out, Troy, you're right, the Texans aren't the worst team in the league. But the Texans could be one of the worst when it comes to problems inside the locker room, the coaches, people not believing in what's going on, that kind of stuff. So if that ends up infesting that locker room, which we all hope, then they could end up tanking, not because they're trying to tank. What I'm saying is players give up on, like what I saw with Cam Cameron. Players did not want anything to do with that guy that year. That's why he got fired after the first year, because even the owner figured out, like, wow, they hate this guy. Because by the end of the year, they were so convinced he was such a moron that didn't belong as a head coach that they had to get rid of him. Okay? It was just, it was embarrassing. You know, Cam Cameron was like an enormous embarrassment, even more than Joe Philbin. Okay? Let's see. Orlando, I apologize. I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I just want to make sure this story is not total BS. Well, so far, nothing on the Dolphin. Where'd you get it from, bro? Did you get it from somebody credible, or did you get it from some idiot? Because I don't see it here. I don't see Adam Beasley reporting it. I don't see Omar Kelly. I don't see Salguero reporting it. I don't see Dave Hyde reporting it. I don't see Josh Tolentino reporting it. I don't see Cameron Wolf reporting it. So where'd you get it? I don't see Schefter reporting it. Who'd you get it from, bro? That's what, if you didn't get it from a legit source and you're just bringing it up because a friend brought it up to you, then yeah, shame on you. But please show me the legitimate source that says the Dolphins have COVID cases, Anthony. You're not going to get me in trouble at all, my brother. Okay? I'm playing chess. You're playing checkers. Okay? Let's understand that. You're not going to get me in trouble because I'm not stupid enough to release medical information. Notice, every time I've ever broken a story, it's about somebody signing, somebody getting traded, somebody getting cut, somebody getting fired. I don't report personal issues. I don't care about personal issues. I don't care about medical issues. That's not my problem. That's not my business. Okay? A blown knee is different than a heart attack, a stroke, heart disease, diabetes, COVID, whatever it is. I don't mess with that kind of stuff, bro. That's not me. So you're not going to get me in trouble. What I want to know is, you brought it up, right? You know, you got to be careful on this show when you bring things up because you could be challenged. Where the hell is the source? That's what I want to know. Show me the legitimate source where you got that from. Then we can talk. If they give the Titans and Vikings a bye and the teams are playing, they would need to give all other teams a second bye week. I don't think they'll do that, Joe. I understand what you're saying. I think what they'll do is that they'll delay the playoffs a week. Because then they'll or those teams will play on their bye week. I don't know. Now, the problem is if they don't have the same bye week, then it'll be at the end of the season. They'll add another week, and then they push the playoffs back. That's the only way I can see it. Because you're – what are you going to do? Create a – no, you can't. Well, you could create two Thursday night games. Still, I mean, that's rough, dude. That's rough. I don't know how they make it up. I don't know how they make it up. That's amazing. Orlando, are you worried that if Tua doesn't play this season, you find out at the end of the season that he wasn't as good as advertised, the Dolphins wasted a pick on the draft? You won't find that out till 2021, sir. You won't find out till 2022 if you're going for a quarterback. You may have to go back, I don't know, about 3 months for that segment. We talked about that already. It's there. It's there. By the way, I love Miles Gaskin. That's what the drone spy says. I've been arguing with people on YouTube about Michael Jordan being better than LeBron James. Well, that's, you know, that's a ridiculous argument already at this point. Why anybody would even get into that argument? MJ is light years ahead of LeBron. LeBron can do whatever he wants. He'll never catch up to MJ. Okay? That's just the way it is. Adding a bye week this year is smart. It is, but when have they looked out for the players? Sources were pulled out of his ass. I got to tell you guys, the zone defense they played worked a lot better than the man-to-man they were playing. Well, they switch up, but I think it all depends on, you know, the player, the situation. And that's why they change up coverages. That's why the guy that asked for Cam Wake, I told you, you know, Cam Wake, you got to let it go, bro. If they don't want a run-stuffing linebacker in Raekwon McMillan, who's only a run-stuffing linebacker and can't cover, how are they going to get Cam Wake, who can only rush the passer and can't do anything else? They don't want that. They don't want players like that on this team. I think you guys, you gotta
if you're one-dimensional, not here.
No, you got to reprogram yourself the way you think. This isn't the way things were done with the Dolphins in the past. They're doing it completely different here now. So it's a whole different ball game. I'm going for an hour, huh, to open up again. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, just about 51 minutes and counting. This situation with this taking a week off, this is a real problem.
Hasn't been taken a week off yet.
I know,
but we're probably headed there because if they're going to – well, today's Tuesday. Depends on how many days you shut down. If you're able to be back on Thursday, because I think you're going to have to wait a couple days – to make sure they don't have COVID.
That it's spread through.
Right.
But they say that this could take 10 to 14 days before it really shows up in your system. So,
right, because that's why they have a quarantine period.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I'm just sitting here thinking of, you get this week off and you get more rest. And, you know, then it's another set of teams and another, like, you know, this happens three or four times. We're pushing back everything a month.
Yeah, this isn't baseball.
Oh, yeah.
You could do a doubleheader and it's like nothing.
Exactly.
You know? It's like, we got to play seven games in 5 days. Okay, it's taxing, but it's baseball. Let's be honest now.
I got an idea.
It's baseball. It's not football. It's not basketball. It's not hockey.
We'll play 8 minutes.
It's not soccer.
We'll play 8 minute quarters or 2 quarter games, right?
Yeah.
Instead of like 7 innings.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You have four teams show up at one site. Okay, they're going to play a game for 2 quarters, and they're going to be like, we'll get these 4 teams, and they'll all play 3 games.
Yeah. Anthony goes, Orlando, what are you expecting for the Marlins in the playoffs? Do you think they can beat the Cubs, or are we going to get swept realistically because we're not ready to compete in the playoffs yet? Anthony, I don't know what to expect, bro. They're young. They're babies. But what I love about this situation, it's only a 3-game series. They've got 3 young pitchers that actually, if you follow baseball, if you know baseball, if you have a good pitcher on the mound and he deals that day, you got a shot. You got a shot, man. Hey, Marlins, that Marlins team was way better than this one. But when the Marlins got to the World Series against the Yankees in 2003, everybody picked the Yankees, dude. And if it was a 7-game series, I would tell you, Marlins aren't going to win this. You know, I'm going to have some fun. I'll watch it. I'll root for them. I hope they sneak a game in or two. But in a 3-game set, my brother, Anthony, have you watched enough baseball? I'm telling you, anybody can win in a 3-game series. Miami could beat the best team in baseball in a 3-game series because – baseball is a funny game that way. And if, you know, their guys bring it, if Alcantara brings it tomorrow and Sixto brings it another day, you're done. You won. That's it. And swept, by the way, is just 2 games. So you're saying that they don't win a game in the 3-game set. I got to tell you, man.
The more games involved, the truer it would be. The fact that it's short. You can get hot.
And baseball.
And their bats go cold.
Yes.
I mean.
Because maybe your pitcher is dealing. It's like a hot goaltender.
For sure. Oh, yes.
Same thing.
Yep.
You may not be that good. Panthers, mid-90s. Offensively, you weren't that good. But you had a great goaltender in defense. And that goalie came in and stopped everything in sight. Now, unfortunately, when you ran into the Avalanche, who are a big boy team with a great goaltender, and they could score like crazy, the rest is history. 4-0 loss and got swept. It is what it is. But if you got a hot pitcher in baseball, you're good, man. And Kinsler has done a nice job closing this year. So, yeah.
Here, look.
They got a shot, man. I get. Is it a big shot? No, but I'll go 15%, you know? There's something that, listen, put it this way. If they were able to get to the playoffs in a 60-game season, how can they not win a series in a 3-game set? Think about that. Just let that marinate right there. 60 games. They proved they were one of the better teams or good enough to get in the playoffs. So they got hot enough over a 60-game stretch that they won enough games to get into the playoffs. You're going to tell me that in a 3-game set they can't get fortunate enough, things can't go their way, and they can beat the Cubs and knock them out? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. Oh, one more thing. I believe they're the 6th seed. They weren't even the lowest seed in a 60-game series. A season, I'm sorry. Am I right? Aren't they the 6th seed? So there was a 7th and an 8th seed. So there were two teams worse than the Marlins that made it into the playoffs. So yes, they got a shot. What do I expect? I have no idea. I'm just happy that these young cats get some playoff experience. Was that right?
It makes up for the 162.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
To get playoff experience, you can't buy it. You only earn it. They earned it. And to get this, it isn't a full 162, but
it's not in 100 games. Okay. And they're minors too, because we had no minor league season, and the minor league season was super important. Man, JJ Blade, you know, could use that entire minor league season. You know. Let's take a break. Before we do, we do want to remind you that EJD Construction, man, call Eric right now, 305-433-4843. You're looking to expand and improve that man cave? Call Eric, man. I'm telling you, at EJD Construction, 305-433-4843. You're going to love what Eric brings to the table. He and his guys are absolutely amazing. Listen, they've been at this for 16 years. Accredited A-rated member of Angie's List and the Better Business Bureau, Dade or Broward counties, please call them, 305-433-4843. Maybe you want to add an addition to your home because you've got some relatives moving in. Some families are expanding because of COVID issues. People are contracting in other places, expanding in others. Maybe you want to redo the kitchen. Since we're staying at home more people are now creating more of an environment at their homes and their backyards, their man caves, their kitchens, those kind of things. Call EJD Construction, folks. 305-433-4843. Go to their Instagram page. You can see a lot of the before and after stuff. It's at EJD_construction.
America's premium sport compact sedan is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. 2020 ILX, $199 a month, $199 at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Hey, it's Big O for all of your family dental needs. Please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth, or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you. 305-821-0231 or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O for all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs. You got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes,
They have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.